The triumph of the culture of honor helps to explain why the pattern of criminality in the American South has always been so distinctive. Murder rates are higher there than the rest of the country, but crimes of property and stranger crimes, like muggings, are lower. As the sociologist John Shelton Reed has written, the homicides in which the South seems to specialize are those in which someone is being killed by someone he, or often she, knows, for reasons both the killer and victim understand. Reed adds, the statistics show that the Southerner who can avoid arguments and adultery is as safe as any other American, and probably safer. In the backcountry, violence wasn't for economic gain. It was personal. You fought over your honor. Many years ago, the Southern newspaperman Hodding Carter told the story of how, as a young man, he had served on a jury. As Reed describes it, the case before the jury involved an irascible gentleman who lived next door to a filling station. For several months, he had been the butt of various jokes played by the attendants and the miscellaneous loafers who hung around the station despite his warnings and his notorious short temper. One morning, he emptied both barrels of his shotgun at his tormentors, killing one, maiming another permanently, and wounding a third. When the jury was polled by the incredulous judge, Carter was the only juror who recorded his vote as guilty. As one of the others put it, he wouldn't have been much of a man if he hadn't shot them fellows. Only in a culture of honor would it have occurred to the irascible gentleman that shooting someone was an appropriate response to a personal insult. And only in a culture of honor would it have occurred to a jury that murder, under those circumstances, was not a crime.